Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a repeat offender, but in a good way. I have Gail Cunningham on the line with me. She's Vice President of Membership and Public Relations for the National Federation for Credit Counseling. Say that all in one breath. Gail, welcome back to the program.
Well, if I'm a repeat offender, I'm guilty as charged.
Yes, you are, but you're serving good time because it's always a great time to have you on the program. I've had Gail on, I think it's been at least three or four times you've been on, but the reason Gail keeps coming back is you can hear her voice. She's so delightful to talk with, and she's got great information for us. And it's for people that are struggling with debt, who are of need of credit counseling, who need some direction in their financial lives. And Gail had contributed, I saw a write-up recently, talking about money and relationships. And this, of course, is a recurring theme on this program, Gail, because it just, well, you know, money and relationships, I guess that's what it all boils down to, doesn't it?
Well, you really can't separate the two. You know, on a daily basis, we all make money decisions, some of them larger than others, of course, but you can't get away from it. And so February being the month of love, we tested some attitudes around love and money. And we asked folks, if you discovered that the person you loved had a large amount of debt, how would you handle it? Now, 54% of the respondents said that they would distance themselves from that debt, some of them from that person, with 7% of them saying they'd go so far as to end the relationship.
Yeah, that is really, very interesting and insightful, because the top percentage, which really stands out, is they would not marry until the debt was paid off, 37%.
That's right. You know, that's
staggering.
They said, you know, I'm going to stay committed to this person, but I want nothing to do with that debt, so much so that I'm not going to marry until then. Now, 10% of the folks said, yeah, I'll go on and get married, but I'm not going to help pay off that debt. So, again, they are distancing themselves from the debt. And I think when folks typically, when they think about debt and all the problems that debt causes, they think about things like interest rates and credit reports and credit scores, but they don't really associate it with what an impact it can have on your personal life and your personal relationships, because as we saw, it can make people postpone a wedding.
Well, I mean, what's ironic with this this new study that you have out, Gail, and the website, I'll make sure people know where they can get a lot more good stuff. The National Federation for Credit Counseling has a website, nfcc.org. But what's really interesting, Gail, to me, is you have money, debt, being a major issue going into the marriage, so much so, as you just said, that a large percentage, it's not over 50% for the breakdown of the statistics, but a big percentage of people saying, not going to get married until you pay off that debt at 37%. Or ending it with 7, so you're at 44, who are not going to get married because of the debt. What's interesting to me about that is one of the top reasons why people get divorced is money.
Historically, that's been true for decades. And
yes,
you can imagine that people are at odds over finances. You probably see it in your office every day. And what gives us pause, if you think about it, are what if two millennials, two young college graduates happen to fall in love, and as we all know, statistics show that these folks are graduating with a sheepskin in one hand, and the other hand holds credit card debt and student loan debt. Now, if these two folks come together, they could start their financial lives with six figures in debt.
It's crazy. It's really interesting to me that this is on the front end and the back end. Money can be the undoing, even before it starts, or the undoing once it's been consummated, undoing of a marriage. So the key message, which I'm sure you will agree with, Gail, is that there's got to be a very open and candid conversation about money from the get-go.
Absolutely. I want people to talk before they walk.
I love that. That's very good, Gail. Gail Cunningham is our guest today. She's Vice President of Membership and Public Relations for the National Federation for Credit Counseling, NFCC.org, NFCC.org. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, Gail Cunningham's on the line with me. She is a returning guest. We're always glad to have Gail on the line with us. She's Vice President of Membership and Public Relations for the National Federation for Credit Counseling, NFCC.org. And, you know, it boils down to, for some people, Gail, it's money over marriage.
It is money over marriage. You know, money talks, and now it's talking about marriage and the delay of marriage. And we left off where we were discussing the talk before you walk, and of course, yeah. What we mean about that at the National Foundation for Credit Counseling is that folks need to sit down, regardless of how difficult it may be, and have that money conversation. Now, if you're a listener, somebody in your audience is thinking, well, I've been married for decades and we've never had a serious talk about money, well, it's not too late to do that. But what people need to understand is that they bring baggage into a marriage, and a lot of it's financial baggage, some of it long-held attitudes and beliefs about money developed in childhood. For instance, if mom and dad always fought about money, well, then the child is more likely to really stay away from any money conversations. They're afraid of that topic. But we even suggest that it could be part of financial infidelity to not have this conversation. Now, David, as you know, when we usually talk about financial infidelity, it's one partner or another hiding purchases from the other.
Right.
Well, but now, if you're unwilling to have this honest and open money conversation, you have a secret life that you are not willing to share with the person you say you love, and that sends a red flag up the pole.
Well, it really does, and I think then obviously that's going to be a kind of a hole that the relationship will always be stepping in. And I'll correct, Gail, you cleared it up for me. I misspoke, and I called it the Federation for Credit Counseling. You know, I think I've been watching just too much Star Trek. And
well,
there's the Federation of there's a
Don't
Federation of Planets.
It.
It's the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. I should have known that. It was a typo on my sheet. But that's where the National Foundation for Credit Counseling is there to help, Gail. That's your website, is nfcc.org. And you, now you've got another website I want to tell the listeners about. And that one is, I'll get that one right, sharpentoday.org. Tell us what's going on with that, sharpentoday.org.
Well, what the NFCC did is we brought together three of our most popular programs. We have about 650 physical locations across the country and in Puerto Rico. So we brought together the financial review. And that's where a person gets to sit down either in person, on phone, or online with a trained and NFCC certified financial professional and talk about their financial concerns. The second element is the online My Money Checkup tool. This is a financial self-assessment tool that you can go to mymoneycheckup.org and do it in your pajamas tonight in the privacy of your own home. And it really gives you a good snapshot of where you are. You know, just as the old saying goes, we can't tell where we're going till we know where we are. So it has people take a look at their current financial situation. And then the third component of the three-step Sharpen Your Financial Focus program is a targeted education workshop. So the menu there is that you can have one-on-one advice, you can have group advice through the workshop, and you can have the My Money Checkup online privacy of your own home. And another beauty of this package we put together is that the steps are not sequential. The person can do whatever they meets their need at the moment, whatever they feel is right for them at the moment. Maybe they want to jump to a workshop, kind of blend in, be anonymous. That's a great first step. Maybe you're the type of person who wants to be eyeball to eyeball with someone if you're talking about your personal finances. Great, great place to start. Or maybe you just want to see what's going on with your financial picture, and you start with My Money Checkup.
That's just very good, Gail. And, you know, I'll make a comment that I've seen for people how this plays out. You know, they can take advantage of these resource tools, and they're good online or you know, the group, the anonymity you mentioned too. But if they are really, you know, sometimes it just helps to be able to talk to somebody. And I've seen that work for somebody where they just finally, they were able to vocalize and talk through it. And it's almost like just talking about it helped it become not so overwhelming.
I totally agree. It's like releasing that pressure valve to talk to someone who, you know, sees about five people just like you every day. You're not going to shock them with your financial problem that undoubtedly feels like it's the worst problem in the world to you, but it's not. They've heard it before. And to talk it through is cathartic. It just really helps ease the pain. And, you know, financial pain is as real as physical pain. And people are motivated by, we call them financial pain points, when it just gets to be too painful, is usually when they reach out for help. And we beg them to reach out before they get to that situation.
That's very good. You're just joining us, Gail Cunningham, Vice President of Membership and Public Relations for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, nfcc.org. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back with Gail Cunningham. Enjoy talking with Gail. Gail, one of the other things I saw in your recent article that caught my attention, this is great because I think a lot of people may be a little bit twisted up about money and debt and all these things. Another thing that is a concern or a focus for people is their credit and their credit scores.
What people need to understand, you know, again, they find out that the person they love has a tremendous amount of debt or terrible credit history resulting in a low credit score. So are you doomed forever? No, you're not. Because even though you can walk down the aisle and matrimony joins you together, credit reports and credit scores are for individuals. So they will stay independent of each other until you begin opening joint accounts.
So, well, getting married to somebody with a low credit score is not going to wreck your credit. But then if you do joint accounts and then whatever caused them to have bad credit behavior-wise causes that account to then go bad, then that's when it can affect your credit.
That's right. When you cause the lender to take a look at the person whose credit is not so good, and why in the world would you do that? Well, some loans require two sets of income to support the loan. So a husband and wife have to put both sources of income, and therefore the lender is going to review both credit reports and scores. But before you do that, a good step is to make the person who has IFI credit an authorized user on your account.
Okay.
Authorized user is just the ideal place to be because you have no responsibility for the debt, and yet the account activity is reported in both names. So you're piggybacking.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Riding along on that good account, and assuming that the primary cardholder treats it responsibly, then you're going to get the benefit of that, and over time, your credit report and score should go up.
What a great arrangement. I like that. I'd like to be an authorized user on somebody else's account.
That's right. And David, again, in this February month of love, we've spent time talking about such deep, scary things financially related to love and marriage. The NFCC's clients of the year are an adorable couple, and they send a message of hope to people. Linda and Wendell Ramage, they have a story where really love triumphs money, because Wendell was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Mm.
And we never know how we're going to respond. And so Wendell responded by going on a spending spree.
Wow.
He just thought he deserved that, to the point that he racked up $50,000 in debt. And then the light bulb came on that if he were to die, he would leave his wife of 49 years with that debt. So having made a commitment to each other decades ago, they made another one, that one to pay off the debt, and they did. And they're the sweetest people with a real love story, and that he did not want to leave his loved one of so long with a debt to repay. And I'm happy to say they paid off all of their debt, and they are living debt-free now.
That's fantastic. I read your story about that. It was like 9 different credit cards?
Yes.
Wow. Death is not funny, and he's staring down the barrel at it with that kind of diagnosis. And you know, we don't know how we're going to react to different situations, but you know, thankfully, he sought the help, and they went to. Do you recall what venue they took in terms of the interaction with the credit counseling?
They did. They went to an NFCC member agency, CCCS,
Excellent.
Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Middle Georgia. Worked with a counselor there, and then of course along the way they had so many setbacks. Linda was a school teacher for 32 years, and guess what? Her school closed.
Oh my gosh.
And then of course Wendell's health caused him to have to retire. So early retirement lowered their income, and they went back to the counselor, and she was able to rework things again and to their advantage.
But they never gave up.
To be a story of hope.
Yeah, they never gave up. That's the part I love about it. NFCC.org. Gail, let me grab one more quick break. We'll come back. Gail Cunningham, stay right there.
Sure.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. Gail Cunningham is on the line with me, and we're talking about credit counseling and seeking resources, and the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, of course, being a very strong resource, NFCC.org. And, you know, one of the things I've seen the statistics that you've shared, Gail, about consumers, and that there's a lot of misunderstanding about this, that nearly half of consumers do not reach out for credit counseling because they're confused.
They are confused about who to turn to. There are outfits out there that play upon our good name and have names of their own that are very similar, maybe similar phone numbers. And by the way, speaking of phone numbers, to be automatically connected to the NFCC agency closest to you, you can dial 1-800-388-2227. But folks are afraid that they might get hooked up with the wrong outfit and end up worse off than they began, and we surely don't want that, and we applaud them for doing their homework in advance. But the NFCC is a nonprofit agency, as are all of our members, and have lots of member standards in place that are consumer protection.
Well, that's very good, Gail. And an obvious question a listener would have is, well, how do I know that they're good? How do I know that they're even affiliated with NFCC?
Well, ask that question. You need to ask the right questions and get the right answers. And if you don't, then hang up and call someone else. But if a couple of red flags would be if someone wants to only talk about how much debt do you have.
Okay.
Let me put you on a debt management program is the only tool in their toolbox. A DMP is certainly the right tool for some people, but not for everyone. If they offer no financial education, either in person or online, those are bad signs.
So, and I'm going to give them a shortcut. They will have a much better chance of dealing with a reputable agency and interaction with a credit counselor if they're going through your website. Let's make it easy, nfcc.org. That's not hard to do.
Not hard at all, and it's a wonderful resource site in addition to being able to connect directly to one of our 650 member agencies.
Yeah, I'm on the website now. I clicked on it. I clicked on credit counseling, and I'm clicking here, and it says, okay, you can go right in, and you can be connected. So, I mean, that's pretty efficient. The other thing that I was going to make sure people knew, that statistics, one-fourth of people, consumers, don't think they can afford the assistance offered by counseling. So talk a little bit about the cost structure associated with this, Gail.
That's right. The majority of our agencies do not charge a fee for counseling, and of those who do, it's in the $20 range, but sometimes $20 can really be a hardship. So one of those member quality standards I mentioned is that no service can be denied based on an inability to pay. So the person can say, you know, $20 is tough for me at this point in my life, or the counselor would notice it and waive the fee. So that should never be a barrier.
That's very good, because I think that, you know, at that point, if somebody's really at the end of their rope, we don't need any obstacles there if we can help it. How about this? There are 1 in 5 people think that they're just beyond hope.
Well, they do. And that's what I touched on earlier, too, that everybody feels that their problem is the worst, and nobody could possibly help me. You owe it to yourself and to your family to sit down with an NFCC certified financial professional, talk it through. We don't have a magic wand under our desk. Wish we did. But we can't help every single person, but we certainly can give where there's not a concrete solution or answer in our back pocket. We can give you a plan. Our goal is for people to walk out of our office feeling better than when they walked in. And, you know, a plan, provide direction, can do that, even if it's beyond paying off all of your debt.
Yeah, and then the last percentage, Gail, is that 1 in 10 think they can handle it on their own. And maybe they can, but, you know, it's hard to see the forest for the trees. You know, it's difficult when you're in the middle of it, because there's a significant emotional layer to this. I'm not going to say component, because that makes it seem like it's just one piece and you kind of move that over to the side. The emotional aspect of debt and financial crisis, it's like a blanket over your face. It really can get in the way of seeing clearly what you need to do.
Debt never goes away. It's there 24/7. You're not as good an employee. You're not as good a parent, not as good a spouse. And again, you owe it to yourself. You know, the culture we live in now uses phrases like pull yourself up by your bootstraps or self-made man. And so often people's pride gets in the way of them reaching out for help. And I can tell folks, in my 27 years in this sector, I've never seen a financial problem solve itself, and I know that nobody cares more about your finances than you do. So swallow hard, pick up that phone, go to the website, do something about your financial situation.
That's very good. Let's give them the 800 number. Is that the 388-2227?
That's it.
All right, 1-800-388-2227. There's not a magician on the other end of the line. There's somebody there, though, that can talk with you. And then they can then have a conversation over the phone, be connected with a counselor, or then they can. This is also the way that they can be directed to an agency in their area where they can go have that eyeball-to-eyeball conversation.
That's right. And if there is a solution, that counselor is going to find it.
I tell you what, Gail, it's an incredible work that the NFCC does. We really do appreciate that. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling And Gail, I am so glad that you're there to talk with us about this and make this available and help our listeners know that these types of resources are just really a phone call away.
Well, David, we appreciate you because you are directing consumers to legitimate and trustworthy help and keeping them out of harm's way.
Thank you, Gail. Gail Cunningham, Vice President of Membership and Public Relations for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, NFCC.org. Gail, we will have you back. You can count on that.
Thank you. I'm already looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Gail.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening. Thank you.